Shalom Aleichem of BFFT 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Erchin Dav Chaf, Erchin 20a, pagination is 39. We'll start at the Mishnah, about 15 lines down. Chomer be'erchin mi'banidorim. There's a strictness regarding erchin, that's the fixed type of vow based on age and gender, as opposed to nidorim, which is a vow to pay the value of a person. Now, in the previous Mishnah on the facing page, we indeed encountered such a comparison in the reverse. The Mishnah said, "Deme yodi alai." If a person says, "The value of my hand shall be upon me as an obligation," there is such an obligation, however it's calculated. And the Mishnah concludes, "Zechomer benedorim miba erchen." That's a strictness regarding vows as opposed to erchin. Because by erchin, if you'd say your obligation of your hand, there's no such erchin. It doesn't work like that. As opposed to value, we could do that. We'll figure out what the value or the weight, if that's your vow, whatever your vow is. But you could make a vow regarding a hand and be valid, but not true by erchin. Over here, we're working erchin mibanidorim. There's a strictness of erchin, things that will happen, that will be obligatory, that don't exist by nidorim. Kate said, how does this work? Ha'omer erki alai umes. If a person says, my erech shall be upon me as an obligation, and then he dies before he pays up, yitnu ayorshim, the inheritors would pay, because there's no estimation required. There's no evaluation required. That's an instant fact. We know gender, we know age, and it's obligatory. Demei olai umeis. However, if a person says, my price, and then he died before they had a chance to evaluate and him to pay, lo yitnu hayorshim. The inheritors don't have an obligation to pay. She'ein damim lameisim. Because dead people do not have value. We even saw the discussion of a person who's on death row. Does he have a value? Damim, he doesn't have value at this point that he's dead. You'll ask, well, erech of a dead person doesn't happen either. The answer is that the Erech kicked in immediately during his lifetime. As opposed to the valuation type neder, is only going to be relevant after the evaluation, and the evaluation wasn't done, and therefore it's not going to be binding. It never took place. It was never chal as a vow with an amount of obligation. We encountered this in the previous session to a certain extent. On Yutes Amud Aleph, we had the case where the mother vowed the weight of the daughter. And the wording is that when they got to Yerushalayim, they weighed her, and then they knew what the obligation would be. The obligation is not instantaneous at the time of the vow. Now, there's a statement over here that says, She'ein damim lameisim. There's no value to a dead person. So Rashi raises an important point that in the case of kofer, where a person's shor hamuad, an animal that has been goring repeatedly, goes and kills a person, there's a serious claim, moral claim against the owner, because he knew that this animal was wild and he should have watched it better. And therefore, there's a statement of obligation of kofer, a redemption amount, which the owner of the animal has to pay. And that amount is described as demei nizik, the amount of the value of the person who was killed. So Rashi's problem over here is that his atonement payment is the value of the person who was killed, But if you're going to evaluate him, he doesn't have value. She'in damim lemesim, because he's dead. So Rashi responds that he's paying for the value that the person had during his lifetime. At the time of the damage, he was alive. As opposed to over here, where the obligation of a vow is based on the assessment when Beis Din will assess it after the vow. And they didn't get to assess it, and he's already dead, so there's no value. Again, in the calculation of atonement, it's not evaluating him now, it's evaluating him, what was his value at the time that he was alive. It's a different demand on Beis Din. It's a different expectation, and therefore you're evaluating a live person, and therefore it works. The Mishnah continues, Erech yadi ve'erech ragli olai. If a person says Erech on his hand or foot, kind of a continuation of the previous Mishnah, lo omar klum, that's nothing. There's no such Erech for body parts. Erech roshi ve'erech kevedi olai. If he identifies his head or his liver, nosin Erech kulo, then he just does the Erech of his entire body, ze'aklal, it's based on a principle, dovash anashama tuluya bo, nosin Erech kulo, if you designate the Erech of something that's a vital organ, then in essence you're saying the Erech of the entire person. Continuing in the Mishnah, chatzi erki olai, if a person says, half of my Erech, Nosin chatzi erko, you give the erech divided in half. That amount is the amount of your vow. Erech chetzi yolai, the erech of half of me, nosin erech kulo. So you give the entire erech because that's davar shanashama teluya bo, that's a vital organ, so to speak. Chatzi dami olai, nosin chatzi damav. If a person says half my value in valuation world, so then he pays half because that was his vow. Demechetzi alai, nosin demekulo. And if the vow is half of me, so then he pays the entire amount. Once again, the principle, zaklal davash anashama teluya bo, nosin demekulo, that it is going to be binding as the entire person. Again, continuing the first theme of our Mishnah, that a person who dies is going to have an Erech, but a person who dies is not going to have a Damim. Ha'omer Erko Shel Ploni Alai, if he says the Erech of so-and-so is upon me, Meis Hanoder v'Hanidar, and both of them die, the person speaking and the person who's the subject of the neder, Yitnu HaYorshim, the Yorshim are going to pay. Domav Shel Ploni Olai, the value of so-and-so, Umeis Hanoder, and the person making the vow dies, Yitnu HaYorshim, the inheritors can pay, they will pay, because we can evaluate the live person who is the subject of the vow, and that ends up being the value of the vow. However, Meis HaNidor, if the person who dies is the person who needs to be evaluated, Lo Yitnu HaYorshim, the Yorshim would not pay, She'in Damim LeMeisim, because the dead person does not have value. Continuing into the Gemara, just a drop. Tana Rabbanan, we learned. Chome benidorim mi ba'erchen. We have another list, so to speak, of cases where nidorim are more strict than erchen. The first example that we encountered was in the Mishnah on the facing page with which we began, that if a person says, Yodi Olai, Deme Yodi Olai, that applies by Damim but not by Erchen. And this statement continues that theme and says, "Shanedarim cholim al behema chaya va'of." Nedarim will apply on animals. You could say the value of an animal. Ve'ein nidonim be'eseg yad, and the nedarim do not have the leniency of I can't afford to pay. Masha'ein kein be'erchin, as opposed to erchin, that do not apply by animals. There's no such description, age, gender, in the parsha. And likewise, heseg yad being irrelevant by nedarim is not true by erchin. By erchin, there is a description of v'imachu. If he can't afford it, then there is an evaluation of his assets, which is done to make fulfillment of the vow more lenient. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.